Our last guest is Josh Rutter from the Melbourne Racing Club. And Josh, as you would have heard just the end of the interview with Jared McLean, it's been a sad morning for one of the favourites in the Caulfield Cup that has changed the market in this race.
Yeah, it can change the complete mood out here this morning, Andrew. Everyone was very excited, obviously, heading into grand final day at the Melbourne Racing Club. New Zealand Bloodstock had a trackwork breakfast out there this morning. But when the note and the message started going around, it really became a sombre morning. You know, we saw this horse gallop really well here on Saturday morning and all seemed on track, but it just shows you in racing. You know, Australian Bloodstock had some big highs on Saturday and then some lows today. So hopefully things can look positive moving forward this spring.
Okay, now it's 3 minutes past 10 and the Caulfield Cup acceptance has closed at 10. Can you help us or is it still a little way off?
No, we've got the final field. I've got it in front of me. So 17 have accepted for the BMW Caulfield Cup for 2017. Humidor, Darren Weir, Damien Lane, 56 kilos. Mar Mallow, Huey Morrison and Hugh Bowman, 55 kilos. Johannes Vermeer, Aidan O'Brien, Ben Malum, after that slashing performance here last Saturday. John Snow for Baker and Forsman, Stephen Bastard to take the ride. He's gone close a couple of times with Laybeal and Aquademore. Could John Snow be the one this year? He's our Rocky, Hayes and Dabernick. Luke Nolan takes the ride. Sir Isaac Newton, the first of the Hickmont runners, Caitlin Mellion, takes the ride. Ventura Storm, Lindsay Park, Damien Oliver, shooting for his fifth Caulfield Cup. Wicklow Bray, Willie Mullins and Joe Marrera. Inference for Team Hawks, Dwayne Dunn. Blinkers off, blinkers on. Single Gaze, who had a trot and gander out here this morning, Kathy O'Hara and Nick Olive. Bonneville, Kieran McAvoy, Baker and Forsman. Really well weighted with a 52.5. Hardham is accepted for David Brighto. Craig Newitt, flyover from Tassie to take the ride, 52.5. Boomtime was a surprise acceptor. We didn't have him last night, Andrew, but 52 kilos, yet to have a jockey confirmed. Abby Marie, Michael Kent, and good to see Bo Mertens, leading apprentice of last year with the ride in the Caulfield Cup, 51.5. Harlem, Lindsay Park, Chad Schofield, flying in from Hong Kong. Amelie Starr, 51 kilos, Darren Weir. Haven't got a jockey, but I have read through the press that Mick D might take the ride.
So. Yeah, Michael D definitely there, yep.
And Lord Fandango rounds out the field for Archie Alexander and Ben Owen. What a moment for that young duo, trainer and jockey combination. So some good stories developing through the Caulfield Cup this year. Humidor to carry number one saddlecloth with 56 kilos. And Damien Lane to take the ride.
Okay, there may be a chance, it's not confirmed, but with the story with Craig Williams now not having a ride, there is a chance he could ride Boomtime, but that's not been confirmed at this stage. Now, that's the final field of 17. When's the barrier draw, mate?
So the barrier draw will be tonight at 5:15 on racing.com. We'll be live here from Caulfield in the members' concourse area, where the all-important barrier draw will be held. Obviously, barrier is very important in the Caulfield Cup. There's a mad rush to the first corner and then they start climbing. You do want to get in a good spot going out of the straight the first time. So, obviously, certain barriers suit certain horses. And I have to say, in my 8 years at the club, it's as good a Caulfield Cup field depth-wise as we've had.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really good depth to the field when you think that, you know, Lord Fandango with 50 kilos was impressive winning the Herd of Power last week. Emily Starr through the Bart Cummings and, you know, Bonneville right down in the weights and quality of the top three, Humidor and Johannes Vermeer and Marmello. So a really good Caulfield Cup this week.
It is. Mate, just briefly, because I'm over time, but anything spotted there at track work this morning you want to tell our listeners about?
Yeah, well, the race that's really seemed to be developing this week is the Group 2 Tristark Stakes for the mares outside the Caulfield Cup. Looks a really good clash. You know, we've got Fox Play, Global Glamour, Savannah Amore, Silence Edition, some really good quality through the race. I have to say, Silence Edition did some wonderful work here this morning on the course proper. Last 424 seconds, took on the boys and the Gill Guy first up down the straight. Race wasn't run to suit. Back around a corner here at a track she does like. I really think she'll be hard to beat. Lucky Louie of Anthony Cummings's, not sure whether they go to the Classic or the Ethereal. Worked really well on the course proper over a mile. Last 424.1. Echo Effect for Kristen Buchanan had his first look at the track. Seems to be a horse that gets very warm, sweating up a lot here this morning, and be interesting to see how he goes. Damien Oliver to take the ride in the Moonga. And another interesting horse was the three-year-old Property, who worked on the course proper. Last 635.5 was very sharp work. He'll take on the older horses in the Caulfield Sprint this Saturday, obviously. He went through the Blue Diamond Series and was very competitive
around the likes of Catchy. So expecting a big run from Property in the Caulfield Sprint. But outside the Caulfield Cup, we're really looking forward to the Tristark on Saturday, and punters could do worse than have something on Silent Edition at a home track on Saturday.
Yeah, well, Andrew Noblett won Saturday with Super Cash. He might make it consecutive Saturdays. Hey, thank you very much for that. Really appreciate that final field, Josh, and we'll talk to you during the week.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck and happy racing to all the listeners.
Good on you, mate. The BMW Caulfield Cup, the final 17, you've now got it here. The barrier draw will have it on air after 5.15 this morning, or 5.15 this afternoon, I should say, on Sky Sports Radio. Coming up shortly, our preview of Grafton, and then after 10.30, it's On the Pace.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Proudly made by punters for punters. Gamble responsibly. At Bing Lee, save up to $1,000 on selected Miele laundry packages. Looking to upgrade your washer and dryer? Now is the time to do it. Save up to $1,000 off Miele laundry appliances at Bing Lee. See bingley.com.au for details.
With your Sky Sports Radio news. Police are hunting a gang following a series of robberies and assaults in Sydney that left one man in hospital this morning. Between 3 and 4 a.m., the group robbed three women near Hyde Park, assaulted the man in Surry Hills, and attacked a convenience store in Glebe before fleeing in a car. Health authorities are urging people to seek out the measles vaccine after the 29th person was diagnosed with the potentially deadly virus in New South Wales. The latest infection is the fifth of a growing outbreak in the Sutherland Shire. A man has been charged following a break-in in the Sutherland Shire yesterday. Police say a 38-year-old man broke into a home on Flinders Road, injuring an 8-year-old boy. He has been refused bail and will appear in court today. In sport, Japanese horse Admire Juice is out of spring after an incident at track work this morning. Jared McLean from Darren Weir Stable has told Andrew Bensley the horse is now in a splint, on pain relief, and is on its way to Ballarat for treatment. In tennis, Bernard Tomic's shocking tennis season has continued, failing to qualify into the main draw of the ATP 250 event in Belgium. Bernard Foley claims he's happy with the progress made by the Wallabies, but says only a win against New Zealand on Saturday will give him satisfaction. Foley believes his men have a massive chance of knocking off the All Blacks in Brizzy. In soccer, Mark Kingsman has been sacked as managing director of Brisbane Roar. In cricket, Usman Khawaja has taken a swipe at national team selectors for causing instability in the Australian side by chopping and changing key positions. Meanwhile, Steve Waugh has called for the selectors to keep the same batsman at number six for the entire Ashes series. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Warrawee Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yerrabee.com.au. At Bing Lee, save up to $1,000 on selected Miele laundry packages. Looking to upgrade your washer and dryer? Now is the time to do it. Save up to $1,000 off Miele laundry appliances at Bing Lee. See bingley.com.au for details.
And they're off. Fascinator leads the charge. Clubhouse champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Warm to the stables. The crowd roars.
Expect unexpected at City Tattersall's Club Cup Day this Saturday at Royal Randwick. Revel in the excitement of the group enlisted racing, live entertainment, themed pop-up bars, fun and fashion of the Sydney Spring Carnival. Book now and save at theraces.com.au.
Hi Australia, Mike Joyce from the US Racing Television Network TVG here, and I know you've heard of Winx, but wait until you get a glimpse of US racing sensation Arrowgate.
And they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrowgate in front, leading by three with an eighth of a mile to go. What a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrowgate rocks in the Pegasus!
Catch his final racing season on the track, right here, across the Sky Racing Network.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 13 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and a man who I reckon would have been out for yesterday, not doing a rain dance. He would have been doing an anti-rain dance, Michael Beattie. Morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning to you, Sean, and how right you are, although I've got to be honest, the weather forecasters have been getting it pretty right, and our forecast has been pretty positive from yesterday morning on, and they've got it exactly as it should be. We've got a beautiful day today, and albeit with a lot of scratchings and a heavy 10, we are going ahead.
I saw a photograph posted early this morning, Michael, and the person said blue skies and sunshine.
Yes, that's exactly what we've got. In fact, Sean, after we did the scratchings this morning, I actually ducked home. We've had a bit of weather about here for the last 7 or 8 days. I actually did it, got home and did a load of washing and got it out on the line. So hopefully that will dry before I'm home from the races tonight.
Oh, when you knock off, duck around to my joint. I've got a heap there for you. Don't worry. But today the good thing is you've got a heavy 10, but nice and safe.
Yeah, definitely safe. Look, the stewards had it. We galloped 2 horses on it this morning at 6 o'clock, and jockeys were very positive in relation to the safety of the track. They both said that the horses got very good footing and that there's a very, very good grass cover. Mm. But we then walked the track, the stewards and the track manager, and they took the view that there was just a couple of spots where it was a little worse than others. And so given that we knew we were going to get scratchings and we wouldn't be having any dramas with the field size, we popped the rail out from the 1,400-metre starting point round to the 800, it's out 2 metres. And then from the 800 metres to the home turn, it's out 4 metres. Really only a safety precaution. I'm pretty confident we could have got through without doing that. But at the end of the day, the stewards were happier if we did it. We went forward and we made that decision. I'm not necessarily sure that as a consequence of that Drew Cookson's going to spend quite as much money on my Christmas present this year because they are working very hard at the moment, but he may well forgive me come the end of December.
The other blessing in a way, I suppose, Michael, given the recent weather, I imagine your grass cover would be pretty fair with the weather, it would have kicked on.
Oh, absolutely fantastic, Sean. It's got an enormous cover of grass, and I think that was the point that Matt Padgett made, especially this morning. He just thought that gave the track a really good feel as far as the footing that the horses are going to race on.
All right, so today, all good, heavy 10, but perfectly safe and a beautiful, fine, sunny day.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Good on you, Michael. Have a great day.
Nice to chat, Sean.
You too, Michael. Be there. Priscilla Smith is covering the meeting for us. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. And I'm pleased to hear that this meeting will proceed. Obviously, the sun's shining. Fair bit of wet weather over the weekend. Fell at Grafton, but should be safe racing conditions throughout the day.
All right. Now, the first day today, we put out 2 Lord of the Dreams and 5 Final Hit. 6 The Bag is $2.40. Number 7 Betty Good $4.20. For Arcola $5. 8 Jane of Steel $6.50. Number 3 Taken in $8.50. 9 Sea Route $10. And 1 Jack of Spades $34.
Yeah, unfortunately, a few scratchings throughout the day, which has hampered the field sizes here. But I've gone in the way of 6, 7, 8, and 4. I'm with The Bag on top. I know he's had a number of chances to break through, but he's only had the 2 runs to the new yard, which has been this preparation. He finished 3rd at Tamworth, first up on a soft track. He was in 3 weeks between the runs. He led them up at Gunnedah and was just found wanting over the concluding stages. He stuck on for 2nd. He was beaten the 2.4 length. Now, he is the 57 days between the runs. He's been in on a number of occasions, and the races have been abandoned. But he's been on a heavy track 3 times for 2 placings, and he's drawn to get a nice run. The 7 in Betty Good, she's resuming. She's been off the scene for 151 days. She gets her blinkers on for the first time. She is trained on track and wasn't far away in her first campaign. The 8 in Jane of Steel, she had plenty of excuses. Last start, she was first up at Grafton over the 1,000 metres. I think she'll appreciate getting a toe in the ground today, and she seems to save her best for the Grafton circuit. And the 4 in Arcola, he'd been off the scene for quite some time. I thought he ran well first up. He was then 24 days between the runs, a little bit plain last time out, but he got up onto the heels of the 800 metres, and then he didn't have the best of luck in the straight. He dropped to 5.5 kilos with the claim, so he can certainly improve. 6, 7, 8, and 4.
Race 2, scratch 1, I Am Impressed. 2, Tycho Boom. 3, Camillo. 5, Cool Prince. And 9, My Ambler. 6, Blinkinardi, $3. 4, Malmusa, $3.30. 7, Morning Fair, $5. 10, Ponzi, $5. 8, Tia Tirade, $7. On paper, this looks like a very open race.
It certainly is. I'm happy to stick with the 4 here in Malmusa. I just think she's absolutely flying this preparation. She's won 2 from 4. Her only... Well, she was disappointing first up, but she just never got a crack at them. She was then deserving of the win at Coffs Harbour. There's only 1.3 behind them at Ballina, behind Ready for Danger, who's since gone on to win, and then last start got the job done at Lismore. She does go up the 2 kilos. I don't really think that will affect her. She's never been tested on a heavy track, but she's been on a soft track for a placing. So I think that's good enough for this afternoon. The 7 in Morning Fair, he's had the benefit of the 2 runs back. He showed nice improvement last start at Port Macquarie, where he finished 3rd. Been a couple of horses come through that race. He drops the 5.5 kilos. He's placed on a heavy track, and he's placed at Grafton. I feel his best work was late last time out, so getting to the 1,400 metres should really suit him. The 18, Tio Toriate, she's raced a little keen at her first 2 runs back this preparation. She drops the 3 kilos. She's placed a 3 from 8 on a home track, and during the inside, she should get the perfect run in the race in a small field. And a 6 in Blinking Artie. Certainly no knock on him. I feel he was very impressive to win last start. That was over the 1,300 metres at Taree. Never really looked to be travelling like the winner, but he got up over the concluding stages. He's 29 days between the runs. He's yet to be tested in the wet track, but perhaps the small field can suit him here. He's racing well, and he's a progressive 3-year-old. 4, 7, 8, and 6.
Now, the next, we put out 1 Bold Temptation, 3 Press Reset, 5 Tough One, 6 Clearfield, and 14 Skill Set. 7 Fun For Me is $1.60, 12 Solar Lady, $5, 13 Dramatic Moments, $5.50, 4 Sapper Tom, $11, 2 Lord Morpheus, $14, 8 Lady Casey, $17, 10 Dorina, $26, and then we've got 9 Lucy John, $11, 8 Phil Aptis at $51.
Yeah, she's getting fairly short now, the 7 Fun For Me, but she looks to find the right race. I thought she was pretty terrible first up at the Gold Coast over the 1,100 metres. She was beaten somewhat 11.7 lengths there, but they put the blinkers on her last start at Lismore. She had to go back from the bad barrier, but she made nice ground late in the piece behind the stablemate in Call the Coppers. She was only beaten the 3.6 lengths into 4th. She's improving all the time, and I think she's set to peak 3rd up. She's placed a 3 from 10, and 2 of them have been on rain-affected tracks. So she looks to find a nice race. I know she's drawn a little bit tricky, but perhaps today, the way the track is, that may not be too much of a concern. The 12 in Solar Lady, she run a nice race first up at Ballina. She was beaten the 3 lengths into 4th. She gets a tongue control bit on for the first time. Fitness-wise, she should take a fair bit of improvement. 13 in Dramatic Moments, he's my big watch in the race. He's a beautiful-looking colt. Just a bit much for him on debut at Lismore. He raced green. He covered ground in the run. He was only beaten the 7 lengths. He's since gone back and had a nice soft trial at Coffs Harbour over the 800 metres. That was on Friday, and he just wasn't asked for too much of an effort. So perhaps he'll be another one that's suited stepping up in Journey today. And the 4 in Snapper Tom, you can offer excuses for him. He's 2 runs back from a break. He was placed at Ballina before the break last preparation. He's got to carry the 59 kilos, and he's not an overly big guy, but he's been racing thereabouts. 7, 12, 13 and 4 for me in race 3.
All right, the 4th, a 3-year-old maiden, 1 Corsadoro, 3 American Enemy, number 8 Redraw, 9 Cosmic View, 11 JLA, 13 Silver Swiss and 15 Dramatic Moments out. Now 7 Invincible Tammy at $1.80, 2 its relative $4, 4 Tusker Time at $6.5, the Ridge $6.50, 6 Backhouse Philly $17, then 12 Lenny Let Loose, 14 Valley Royal and 10 Against the Clock $34.
I've got her on top, the 7 here in Invincible Temi, although I do feel she's probably a little bit vulnerable, the 1,200 metres on a heavy track. She's been costly for punters. She's doing nothing wrong. She's placed a 3 from 4. She just keeps running into a couple better than her. She led them up at Mwulumbah last start. Looked like she had the race won to bits, and she was just run down over the concluding stages. Beaten a length there. She's on the weak back up. She goes up 1.5 kilos. Another one that's yet to be tested in the wet conditions, but she is trained on track. She makes her own luck up on the speed, and she's certainly deserving of a win. The 2 in Its Relative is resuming from a break. Has been off the scene for 211 days. Only had the 1 career start last preparation. That was on a heavy 8 at Armidale, which is his home track. He certainly wasn't a scrape. There's been a fair bit of form come out of that race. That was behind Mr. Grumpy on that occasion. He finished 4th. He's drawn the inside. He's a gelding this time in, and he gets the tongue tie on for the first time. I think it will be important to see how he does parade, but if he's up to the mark, he can run well. 4 in Tusker Time, made nice improvement last start at Grafton, had a lovely run in behind the leaders, tried hard, beaten a length and a half, 3 weeks between the runs, but I think getting to the 1,200 is more to his liking. And the 5 in the Ridge, I don't know what happened to him first up at Ballina, but he's a little bit disappointing in the run home, but perhaps he'll come on for that. 7, 2, 4, and 5.
Now, the next we pull out 2 Asia Wood, 3 Like a Celebre, number 4 Manic, 7 Floriana, and 11 Common People. 1 Motivate, 260, 10 Red Deck, 390, 8 Noble Ethics, 550, 9 Mia Sorella, 550, 6 Sky Classic at 6, and 5 Murderous at $9. And again, nearly everything give it a bit of a chance, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly. You can make a case for a number of these runners, but I have stuck with the toppy here in Motivate. I've actually made him one of my best bets of the day. He's only had the 2 runs for the Warren Gavinlock stable, and he's been runner-up on both occasions. He went to Ballina first up, where he just got back. He was making nice ground between runners, but wasn't having a lot of galloping room, and just like the way he finished off, he then just found one better in Tycho Boom last start at Grafton. Once again, he settled out the back. He was slightly held up, but he charged late to be beaten 0.2 of a length. She goes up the 3 kilos. Her only win was on a soft track, so I think she'll handle the conditions okay today, and I think she's set to peak third up. The 10 in Red Deck, I think, is the obvious danger. She went to the Gold Coast first up over the 1,400 metres. That was in midweek grade, beaten the 2.5 length. She should be fitter for that effort. Probably the only slight concern is that she's the 1,400 back to the 1,100 metres, but she's been kept fresh with the 27 days between the runs. The 6 in Sky Classic, she's doing a terrific job this campaign. She was a winner at Mwoolumbah over the 1,000 metres first up. She was then narrowly beaten at Grafton. Then maybe just last start on the firmer surface at the Gold Coast, she just never stretched out. She gets a tongue tie on for the first time, consistent mare, racing well, and I think she'll appreciate getting a toe in the ground. And just a bit of a watch around the 8 here in Noble Ethics. Resuming, no barrier trial to go off, but was placed on a heavy track last preparation. 1, 10, 6, and 8.
All right, the next put out 2 Arabian Dancer, 3 Dr. Zed, 6 Bowie's Boy, 9 Le Caronimont, number 11 Deep Chartreuse, and 13 One More, 2 Less. Now 12 Midweek Hustler, 260. 1 Super Shoes, 420. 14 The Optimist is 550. 7 Chakuta, $6. Number 4 Paco Express, 850. 8 Yabaloo Lad at 12 with number 10 T Lexus, and 5 Rage Against, $21.
He's a promising 3-year-old midweek hustler. We've only seen him at the races on 3 occasions. He went to the Gold Coast on debut last preparation. He just found that 900 metres way too short. He was green. He was held up. You can offer excuses for him there. He was then deserving of the win at Grafton over the 1,100 metres. Similar once again, he got back and made nice ground late. He then backed up a week later in the 2-year-old plate where he wasn't a disgrace behind Victorum, who looks a promising young horse on the way up. He's beaten a 3 lengths into 4th. They tipped him out. He's been off the scene for 96 days, and he's had one nice trial. That was at Grafton on the 26th of September there. So he was settled midfield, which was nice to see him, so they're a little closer than we have seen in his previous race starts, and extended quite nicely. Untried in the wet, but I think he's a lightly framed little guy. He should get through it fairly good, I would think. I put the danger as the toppy in Super Shoes. He's had the benefit of the 2 trials. He was also coming out of the same trial as Midweek Hustler. He gets a claim today. Last preparation, he was a winner at the Gold Coast. That was over the 1,100 metres. I think he's coming back in really good order, and he's been well prepped up for this with those 2 trials. The 7 in Jakuta, probably got the best wet track form in the race. He goes up the 5 kilos from his effort at the Gold Coast last start. I thought he was a little plain over the 1,200, but I think getting back to a short course will suit him. He did run well at Grafton 2 starts ago behind Ciroc and Lad. He gets the blinkers back on. He can run well from a good gate. And the 14 in the Optimist, they tried him over the 1,400 metres last start. I thought he was a little bit plain in the run home. Perhaps he's a horse that always looks like he wants further, but better suited to the shorter courses with a bit more speed injected into the race. They put the blinkers back on him today with half over the limit.
Now the next, which is race number 7, we scratch 1 Tyrannize, 4 Waterboys, 6 Safety Peg, 8 Monday's Expert, 10 CD Prince, 12 Thundering Heart, and 13 Traconi. Here 5 The Independent, 370, 2 Fast Lad, $5, 11 Gotta Keep the Faith at 5, 3 Gold for Kev at 6, along with 9 Punt on Bernardini, 7 Callers Premier, 650, and 14 Hidden Rock, 950. Credibly, a lot of scratchings, not big fields, but by gee, they're not easy.
No, they certainly aren't, actually, and the scratchings have made things are quite interesting throughout the day. I'm taking the gamble here with the 9 in Punt and Bernardini, 9, 2, 7, and 5. He's had one. He was a former Victorian. He's had one run for the Scott Dixon Yard. That wasn't Maureen. Now, it was back on early September. He was beaten the 1.6 length behind Blink and Fast. He got back. He raced a little green his first way in our way of going. He gets the winkers on for the first time. Probably the slight concern is the fact that he's never won over the 1,200 metres. He's a better 14 to the 1,800 metre horse, but he's been in on a number of occasions, like a couple of these other runners, and the races have been abandoned. So that's the reason for his 44 days between the runs. He is a winner on a heavy track, so at least with him, you're pretty much guaranteed he'll get through it. The 2 in Fast Lad, he's very consistent. He loves the Grafton circuit. He's resuming. He's been off the scene for 176 days. He's run well fresh. He gets a claim from the inside, and he's placed the 2 from 2 on a heavy track. The 7 in Call Us Premier, not really a 1,200 metre horse. All the wins have been over the 16 in 1,700 metres, but she loves a heavy track as she's placed at Grafton in the past. I think if she's anywhere near right, she'll probably get back and get home. And the 5 in the Independent, another one that's been off the scene for 91 days. Drawn well, is a winner at Grafton, and is a winner on a heavy track. I would appreciate the claim for Jackson Murphy because he's not an overly big guy. 9, 2, 7, and 5 in a very tricky race.
And the last player, 1 Frange Mahal, 2 I'll Miss You, 6 Clunes Rocket, 7 Surf Coast, 8 Napashini, and 12 Candlelight. Now, 9 Royal Roulette is $3.80, 5 Melted Moments, $4, 10 Stella's Chance, $4.40, 11 Light Motion, $4.80, 3 Backhouse Billy, $6.50, 13 Mexican Mountain, $8, and 4 Prince Albert, $13.
9, 5, 3, and 11. I am with the 9 here in Royal Roulette. On the quick backup from Grafton, from Coffs Harbour, should I say, on Friday, he said the benefit of the 3 runs back. He rolled forward to sit outside the leader at Coffs Harbour, was only beaten the 1.8 length. That was over the mile. Prior to that, he ran at Doomben on a very heavy track, and he just had to do a fair bit of work early in the piece. Obviously, this is an easier assignment today. And dropping the 5 kilos off his run at Friday certainly must be respected from a good gate, and obviously better for the run over the 1,700. The 5 in Melted Moments, he's a little guy that doesn't jump out at you in the yard, but he's racing well. He's run 2 of his past 3, including last start at Gunnedah over the 1,600 metres. He was in behind the leaders. He raced a little fierce in the middle stages. He wanted to lay out across the horse in front of his heels. He goes up the 4.5 kilos, but he's placed a 3 from 7 at Grafton. He's placed the 2 from 2 on a heavy track. So that should give you a bit of confidence leading into the last. The 3 in and Backhouse Billy, I think he just found a couple better for him first up. He did go first up 1,500 metres at Port Macquarie over their Cup Carnival. The track was racing, mainly suiting horses up on the speed, and this guy settled midfield, but I thought he chipped away okay. All 3 of his wins have been at Grafton over this type of a trip. He's placed second up, and they've put the nose roll on him for the first time, so interesting gear change with him, but I think he's an obvious big improver off his first up run. And the 11 in Light Motion, he doesn't win out of turn, but he's never far away. He's a winner on a heavy track. He'll only carry the 51.5 kilos. He's a back marker that will need luck in the run home, but his general pattern is get back. They wind him up from the 700 metres. He's a fit horse in the race, so they're vulnerable late in the piece is to get back and run on horse. 9, 5, 3, and 11.
All right, Priscilla, what do you like? Can you find a good thing?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit tricky, obviously, with a few of these getting quite short in the market, but I'm just going to take the gamble with the race 5, number 1 in Motivate, yet to win on a heavy track, but I think her first 2 runs have held plenty of merit, and I think if she gets through the conditions, she'll be very hard to beat.